AOM 2020. That stands for Annual Orthopedic Meeting of the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Their big, big conference. April 3rd and 4th in 2020 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Mall of America. Head, spine, and shoulder disorders. Integration over isolation is the topic this year. What will you learn? Why should you go? Highlighting the orthopedic and vestibular factors affecting patients with concussion injuries, interconnection of head and neck complex, relationship between the neck and shoulder, lab breakouts focused on skill acquisition. That's what you're going to get. Ariel Giordano, Rob Landell, Joseph Gages, Paula Ludwig, and Lieutenant Colonel James T. Mills are your featured speakers. Check out more at orthopt.org.
The real kind of attraction to it is that you're shedding the insurance overlord. You know, you're not beholden to anybody but you and the patient. What does the patient want from you? What do you have to offer them? I think it's really rewarding work because you're cutting out some of the control so you're able to do what people really need. I think it's a great form of practice.
Looking at CSM previews, we do a lot of those. Looking at some programming most of the time, giving you some things to look forward to and maybe attend as you go to a big meeting. Today, we bring on James Spencer. James, very eclectic background. Travel physical therapist for a long time. Now he's doing something completely different in terms of, well, working for a facility and a little bit of concierge PT. Plus, lives in Colorado. So I want a little bit of local insight into the things that you should do outside of the conference center. Yeah, I'm talking about what should you do while you're in Denver. You're going to be in Denver. Do cool Denver things. So we get inside James's brain there and talk a little bit about of the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapist, which he is a member in good standing of that academy. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it properly in clinical practice. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com. On that website, research, information about BFR training and application, and if you'd like to get certified, Johnny and the team, they are the leaders in BFR certification, so see them first and listen to them first. Johnny's got his own podcast too on iTunes, the Owens Recovery Science Podcast.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, want to lead off like we usually do by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. The reviews on iTunes, those are great, selfishly because I'm an egomaniac, but also because it lets us know, number one, that someone's listening, and number two, what you want to hear. When people give us their insight, it kind of helps us into programming, like what else should we get on the show? Who else should we get on the show? So thank you. Sharing stuff online is the biggest thanks you can give, really, telling a friend, telling a colleague, and subscribing to the podcast on whatever platforms you listen to audio, whether that be iTunes, the almighty iTunes, or Spotify, Google Play, or any million other podcatchers out there. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We've been doing a lot of pre-CSM stuff, and we're going to continue that tradition, but completely spin it on its head as we bring back James Spencer to the show. James, welcome back, man.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back here.
We've looked at a lot of programming, done previews. We do that before we go to a conference. I find some stuff I think is interesting. We bring the person who's presenting or an author on. We talk about it. It gives people some insight into some programming they may want to see or some things they might want to look up. But you and I, we're going to do something a little bit different because you're local to Denver, where CSM is going to be this year. So you got like inside knowledge, and that's what we want to pick your brain for first.
Yeah, I hope so. I hang out in Denver a bit. I live a little ways outside in Aspen, Colorado. So, you know, that's really what I want to push everybody to do is either before or after, go get on the ski slopes, hit a day or two out in the mountains.
Yeah, I'm trying very hard to not say where the beer flows like wine, but there it goes. I just said it. But like geography-wise, because I've been there before to Denver, not Aspen. What's the distance between the two?
You know, as the crow flies, we're not too far, but it's about a 4-hour drive.
Okay.
Up over some mountain passes and around the hills and then back down our little valley here.
All right. So I said you were
a little bit shorter in the summer.
I said you were local, but I'm in New York, so you're local to Denver, but you've spent some time there. And
So
what I wanted to do is pick the brain of someone who at least knows it way better than me. Because again, I don't know the distance between Denver and Aspen. They could have been next to each other. You could have told me that. I wouldn't have known the difference. So when people, because Colorado, Aspen, Denver, alike, it's a destination. I mean, it's a place people put on their calendar to go to. I wanted to give people some insight into some things they must do outside of the conference. Yes, clinical excellence is fantastic. Go learn, go network, do the whole nine. But also make sure to do something cool, because as my dad told me, hey man, one day we're all going to be dirt, which sounds really morbid, but what it means is do some cool stuff while you have the opportunity, especially when you're in a cool city like Denver. So if someone's coming into to Denver, you know, what's on your list to tell them to do?
You know, I think I was kind of racking over my brain of all the different things I've gone into Denver for over the years. And one is Red Rocks, and it's not real close to the conference center, but it's, you know, maybe a 30-minute Uber ride. And last night I was looking at prices on Uber or Lyft. It was $30 to get over there. And it's where they have these great outdoor concerts, fully natural amphitheater, just a really unique place. And there's not a whole lot going on for concerts during CSN. There is some local music there. But they have hiking trails and the Colorado Music Hall of Fame and a bunch of other stuff that you could easily fill a day with, if not just an evening.
Yeah, Red Rocks is a killer suggestion. Number one, I'll out myself. I'm a Dave Matthews Band fan, and they recorded a pretty great album out there, live album. Had a chance to kind of, you know, hike the steps and hike around there a little bit. It is worth the trip. If you're looking to get out and do some moving, maybe you want to get up early one day, or you're going to stay a day late or come a day early. Yeah, Red Rocks being not terribly close, but also not terribly far. And you mentioned the museum. As a guy who used to work in rock radio, man, they got some really cool like guitars and just photos of the legendary performers who've been out there. So if you're a music fan, Red Rocks is pretty cool to check out. I'd say it's definitely worth the ride there and back.
There's a lot going on over there. Really is.
We had Matt Tuttle from the Denver Nuggets on not long ago, and I creeped on his Twitter and Instagram and saw that they actually do some Denver Nuggets preseason training. They make the preseason, I think it was just the rookies though, they're making the rookies run the steps at Red Rocks, which is kind of cool that even the Denver Nuggets are using Red Rocks as a way to get some exercise.
That's so cool. I bet they got some great media out of that too, some great shots.
Heck yeah. Moving on, what else? So Red Rocks is definitely a pretty good thing to start with. What else do you suggest people check out?
You know, I think of areas of the city to just hang out. Larimer Square is known for its restaurants and nightlife and everything going on there. But then really where I've hung out is on Blake Street, which kind of leads away from there up towards Coors Field. And there's some cool places to hang out along there. And I really, you know, I when I think of Denver, I think of sports. So I think you got to lay some eyes on Coors Field up there as well.
Mentioning Coors Field, we do want to bring up something that is, you know, local to Denver, but also specific to CSM. PT Pub Night is going to be on Thursday. That is the Thursday, the 13th of CSM. From 6 to 10, the PT Pub Night will be at Jackson's Denver. That is a bar right across the street from Coors Field. Here's what I know about them. The sports bar, lots of room, lots of beers on tap, and not far from the conference itself. So I'm going to make sure to check out PT Pub Night. We'll be doing some interviews live on site from that pub night at Jackson's Denver. So we'll see you guys out there. If you want more information about that and you want to pre-register, maybe get yourself a free t-shirt. They give out those sometimes. Follow at PT Pub Night on Twitter. All right, so that's CSM. I'm excited. Fingers crossed on the weather. A ton of snow out there this year in Colorado, or how's it looking like for you guys?
You know, a lot of snow in the mountains. We've been getting little storms, and it's fantastic out here. But Denver's really variable this time of year. Yeah. I was looking earlier this week. It was 30 degrees there. Supposed to be 70 this coming week.
No.
It could be anything and everything.
That's crazy.
Denver is so variable.
As a New Yorker looking at Denver, you know, all we know is, well, it's just super cold. And then that's what I've heard from people. They're like, listen, man, Denver could be, just as you said, 70 or 30. So I guess pack accordingly when you're headed out there to the Mile High City. All right, so that's our inside look with James Spencer for CSM. Let's talk about something specific to you. First, give people just kind of a snapshot of what you did. We'll talk about the first time we had you on the show, but I think your story is pretty cool to tell again. Just your journey through Travel PT and what you were able to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of years since we've talked on one of these about my travel. So until about 3 years ago, I was a traveling PT with my wife, and just kind of unintentionally, we ended up coming out to Colorado in the wintertime, and then we were going elsewhere in the summertime. So we'd often go back to New England in the summer. I'm from Boston area. She's from Maine. And we'd often go to Hawaii in the summertime. And we did that for about 10 or 11 years. So we kept it going for a while, and it was fantastic. It was an awesome lifestyle, but eventually came around to having kids and needing to settle down a little bit here in Colorado.
Whenever travel PT comes up and people talk about really the things that they're looking for, and if someone brings up flexibility, you're the guy I talk about. I'm like, I know this guy. His name's James Spencer. He would do like Hawaii, Colorado, Massachusetts, Colorado, wherever, Colorado. And it was just cool to see that that's an option. Like, it's not like, hey, you could do that. It's like, hey, someone did that. So it's completely possible. So I just love bringing that up. And you sent me what I thought was the coolest Pintcast souvenir ever. Tell people what you mailed. You mailed something to me, and I opened it. And I was completely confused, but I fell in love immediately.
A Hawaiian coconut, and and we were over on this rural island in Hawaii, and I kind of don't want to say its name because I don't want to get it out there too much.
Yeah.
You know, I guess people have heard of Hawaii, but not this way. And there's this guy Gary in the post office. He inspects the coconuts, make sure they're not carrying any Tahitian coconut weevils.
Wow.
And you can paint up the coconut and you slap some stamps on it and stick it right in the mailbox and off it goes. Just shows up in the mail wherever you'd like.
So yeah, one day I'm sitting there and a coconut with stamps on it, legitimately, was not wrapped, arrives, but it had Pete the Pint, our Pintcast logo, just painted on the side.
I love that. There's a whole, my whole fantasy league got some coconuts with trash talk on them that year.
It is brilliant.
So kind of my move that summer.
That is still in my possession, and I display it proudly. So you mentioned having kids and settling down and not doing the travel thing that you did so well for so long, but I'd say you settled in a pretty cool area. So what have you gotten into now? Wanted to get into this niche, this other thing, our profession, I don't know, so flexible, to use a physical therapy pun, a lot of range of motion there in terms of your career. You're doing a little bit of concierge PT. I think that's a thing that's, you know, maybe 15 years ago wasn't possible, but completely possible now.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, that there's so much we can do with our profession, whether that be clinically, or I've always felt like if I ever got really tired of the clinical stuff, you know, you could go do advocacy, you could do insurance work, you could do, I mean, there's so many places you can go. And we talked a little bit about the traveling. I miss that so much, just all the different experiences that I got through that. But I have settled down here in a pretty good situation and a full-time job at a hospital. But my wife and I started Ajax Physical Therapy, a mobile concierge PT practice, and primarily her on it, but I dabble in it as well. And that's taken cash-based PT to people who see the value in it and are willing to pay for it. And, you know, around here, there is an affluent population that we thought those would be our people that we were really getting. But we're finding that it's really just locals who want good PT, want it to come to them, and see value in having the right person working on them.
How did you, when you hung the slate, as you say, how did you go about trying to find those people or connect or just letting them know that, you know, you exist and that this service is now available to them from you?
It's largely word of mouth around here.
Right.
So we put up a website and started a Facebook page and did all those sort of things, which I think have driven a couple people to us. But largely, it's just been people we know saying, you know, talking to someone and that person saying, hey, I need some physical therapy. I don't know where to go. Oh, hey, my friends Kate and James are great therapists and they've started their own business. And why don't you try contacting them? And that's really where people have come from.
That's great. Just shows the variety of different settings that you can create. You know, in our profession, you can say, hey, I'm going to do this on the side. I got a buddy, Zach Harmon, who is out in Colorado as well. Kind of started the same way, had a full-time job and then went to a couple days a week, I think was his, you know, he wanted to dip a toe in it and see if it was viable. And eventually he saw it was. And I think that's really great. I remember hearing about concierge PT or this idea not even that long ago. I was going to say 10 years ago, but it had to be less. And people were saying, can't be done, not sustainable, you know, don't bother going into it. And now you see it more and more. It is 100% sustainable. And I'm guessing rewarding. You know, what do you get out of it, you know, in terms of the intangible rewards?
You know, I mean, the real kind of attraction to it is that you're shedding the insurance overlord. You know, you're not really you're not beholden to anybody but you and the patient. What does the patient want from you? What do you have to offer them? I think it's really rewarding work because you're you're cutting out some of the control so you're able to do what people really need. I think it's a great form of practice. You know, I think we've hit on a lot of benefits of just how flexible it is and how you're really able to do physical therapy more often. Kind of
going to the patient. I mean, we say that a lot is make sure you meet the customer, you meet the patient where they are. I mean, concierge PT, house call physical therapy, that's the living embodiment of it. So I'm glad to see you're living that too. Flexibility, right? I mean, that's really what your travel PT career got to teach you or give you was this flexibility and continuing that. But you did mention that you were also working for a facility part-time at least. Is it Slopeside? Is that legit?
Yeah. I've been working. So coming out here for the last however many years, I've been working at the hospital and occasionally at this little clinic that we have, Slopeside on Snowmass Mountain. It originally started just as urgent care and kind of working on the emergency side of things.
But
over time, we've developed an outpatient practice. And just a few weeks ago, I moved into there full time. So getting a little bit more skiing on my lunch break and just staying close to skiing, which I love.
Love that. That's great. It's just cool to hear. Here with James Spencer on the show. If you want to follow him online, his socials, as the kids were calling it these days, on Twitter, on Facebook, at Hobo Health. Big in the ortho section, you mentioned advocacy. We're actually pairing up with the ortho section. It's pretty excited to talk about it. Their annual meeting, annual orthopedic meeting 2020. Have you been to one of these before?
Yes, absolutely.
This one's coming up April 3rd and 4th. Focus this year, they do pick a focus, head, spine, and shoulder disorders, integration over isolation. And it's going to be Mall of America, Minnesota, not in the food court. I asked, I got excited, but it's going to be at the conference center at the Mall of America. When I bring that up, I know you're an active member of the orthopedic, I was going to say section, Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, pardon me. You know, what about this meeting excites you?
Hey, you know, when I went probably 5 or 6 years ago, I just found it to be great programming. You know, I have a hard time at this point finding good continuing ed or finding something that really drives me. Mm-hmm. You know, I think CSM and the APTA conferences are top of our profession. You know, you get experts talking about things, but at the same time, there's a huge student and resident and fellow population there at CSM. So sometimes I'm just looking for more advanced content. And I think I found that in the Academy's annual meeting. Just, it was a higher level. It pushed me to think a little bit. It was new and it was great. And it was coming from the biggest experts in our field.
Yeah, when we were looking into this one, I've never been. Might be pulling the trigger this year. It's in April in Minnesota, which is a pretty good time to be in Minnesota. What I liked about it when I started doing the research and digging, big enough to be interesting and get those people in the room that you're talking about, but not overwhelming in terms of not so big that you feel like you're just roaming around. And it's, you know, CSM, its strength is its size, but also part of its weakness can be its size. What I've looked into so far, having not been, but just what I've heard and seen, is that AOM looks big enough to be relevant and good, but not so big that you're going to get swallowed up by it.
Mm-hmm. The one I went to maybe had 150 people at it. And we even had some didactic hands-on manipulation labs and that sort of thing. And that's the type of program that they try to bring to it.
Yeah. Big focus on that. I know that they're listening to their audience as they prepare these each and every year. They're sponsoring the show right about now. But one of their big focuses when they listen to people who've taken the course or who would like to come back again is that what you just mentioned, which is that hands-on component. Yes, I want to learn, I want to listen, but then I want to do. I want to be able to question, I want to be able to feel, and then ask a question again instead of just being in a gigantic lecture hall the entire day. So details about that, I'd be a bad podcast host unless I shared that, would be orthopt.org. Details for the annual orthopedic meeting 2020 available there. Anything else you want to talk about that we can squeeze in? Anything that's top of mind that's on your brain?
No, I didn't have anything prepared, but when you say that, for some reason, Vision 2020 keeps coming to my mind.
Yeah.
Just autonomous practice, caring profession, direct access, and the other points that aren't right up the front of my brain. And as we were talking about concierge PT and travel PT and thinking about how some aspects of that are really heightening that, I just hope that's something that everybody's thinking about while they're out there practicing. It's is really trying to provide the patients the best care you can as the experts in non-surgical management of musculoskeletal conditions.
Yeah,
I think that's the talking point of our profession.
With you doing so much advocacy, we should let the audience know there. You're a state delegate, right, in Colorado?
I'm actually going to be the Orthopedic Academy delegate.
Nice. All right. So involvement within the profession. Vision 2020 was, when was that brought about? Like 3-4 years ago, maybe longer, in terms of here are the things we want to accomplish by 2020, which I'm sure when they set out to achieve it seemed like the future. But all of a sudden, we're in 2020, and it looks like a lot of those things got checked off the list and done.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of them are kind of, they're moving targets. There are things to work towards. We have direct access in every state, but we don't have complete, open, full direct access in every state. So there's still goals to be achieved, but I think we're looking at a totally different profession than we were when they came up with that back in 2005 or something like that. I think the entire profession has changed in that time.
Is that when Vision 2020 was? That long ago, 2005 or around
there? It was back in that time frame. Wow. It was back in that time frame, yeah.
Wow, that's great. So I guess, you know, probably going into the future, people like you who are, you know, in the governing process of our profession, you're going to have to pick a target like 2030, 2040, 2050 and draw up some new things to strive towards. Anything top of mind for you that you'd want to see the profession go towards in terms of solving?
You know, I never really know. And these are the kind of questions I ask myself. You know, there were some people back in the early 2000s who were really visionary and saw where this profession is going. And I wonder how you get yourself there, how you get yourself in a mind frame to be able to do that.
Yeah, you've got to be really entrenched in stuff for a long time, I guess, to really be able to say where we are now and to really say what great possibilities are in our future and need to be in our future. So glad to see that, and we'll see what comes out of House of Delegates at the next conference, which is not far off in June.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. Rock Tape is more than just a tape company. They're a movement company, bringing you not only the world's finest kinesiology tape, but movement courses to help you get your patients moving stronger, longer. Make sure to check out your medical provider pricing right now at rocktape.com/medical. That's rocktape.com/medical to get your hands on Rock Tape, Rock Blades, Rock Pods, and Rock Floss. Again, rocktape.com/medical. That is rocktape.com/medical.
Parting shot, your chance for a mic drop moment. What's the last thing you want to leave in the audience's mind?
Oh, I mean, since we're talking about CSM, just go and absorb as much of it as you can. Get in every room you can, listen to every speaker you can, meet every PT and colleague you can. Just get the most out of the opportunity.
Love it. Yeah, well said. Excited to be around. It's a lot. 17,000, 18,000 colleagues, the biggest meeting in our profession. CSM, and if you're missing this one, I already want to put the bug in your brain. Make sure to plan to attend a meeting like this or a next or a National Student Conclave if you're a student. These big meetings, you get a lot out of them. You get that energy, you get that that connection. So I think well said. James, appreciate the time, giving us a little preview of the local flavor, and we'll see you in Denver.
Sounds great. Can't wait.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's NUstep.com. Online at newstep.com.
Keep up with the show online, ptpinecast.com, and on the socials at ptpinecast.
Show's brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing, the single source for PTs wanting to do what you want to do, which is be a physical therapist where you want to do it. They've got positions anywhere in the U.S. All 50 states. Yeah, we get asked this a lot. Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado. You want to do some mountains? You like rivers, lakes, ocean? They got you covered. AureusMedical.com. It's very simple to explain what they do. That's why I love working with them. They find PTs jobs, doing what they want to do, where they want to do it. You put yourself through school, lots of blood, sweat, and tears. Now you decide where you work. Aureus has you covered. AureusMedical.com. No obligation. Just check them out and see what they have to offer. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. AureusMedical.com.
Back to the PT Pinecast with Jimmy McKay.
All right, next up on the CSM preview, we talked to Patrick Berner and Monique Carruth. They've got a pretty inventive way to get in front of some people who might not have been in front of a physical therapist before. And they're doing it in the community, right where we always say a physical therapist should be. Well, they're putting their effort where their mouth is.
This is the PT Pinecast.
It's all about CSM as we get ready for the big dance, the biggest dance in the profession, CSM coming up February 12th to the 15th in the Mile High City of Denver. As, more than 17, 18,000 physical therapists are going to go to Colorado this year. Bring him back on the show, Patrick Berner. And I think the first time on the program right now, Monique Carruth. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for having me back.
Glad to talk to you guys because near and dear to my heart is how do we help other people, not only in our clinical environment, but how can we do it outside of that? And you guys are pretty intimately involved with a project that's going to be going on outside of the walls of the conference center at CSM. And I wanted to talk about that. You frame up for me what you guys are going to be doing and really how it came about.
Yeah, so the initiative that we're doing at CSM, it's titled PT in the Community, and it's one of the two APTA community initiatives that are going on during CSM. So it's, you know, this initiative and then the STEP Challenge, as many people are familiar with. So with PT in the Community, it's really kind of twofold, and we're working with the Denver Public School System, and then we're also working with the homeless population of the Denver, kind of in that area that's near the convention center. So there's a fundraising component, there's a volunteer opportunity component, right? Raising money for supplies for the schools. Majority of those public schools are a minority population, so it's an underserved population, and then supplies for care packages for the homeless. And then opportunities, right? Just boots on the ground, handing out care packages, doing some interactive stuff with the schools while we're there.
Love that. Who's really going to get the benefit of this? Who are the kids that you're going to be helping? Like, kind of paint me that picture for the audience.
So most of the kids in the Denver Public School System, within that system, there's actually over 100 schools. So with our partnership that the Colorado State Chapter has made with the public school system, we're going to try and get into about 10 or 15 of those schools that Wednesday of CSM. Most of the kids, it's a grammar school, kind of middle school-aged kid. And like I said, most of that population is of a minority, right, and kind of those underfunded and underserved school systems at, you know, school locations.
Like that. And specifically, what are you guys doing there in the schools? What are you going to be bringing to the community? Highlight that for me.
Yeah, so with the schools, we have an assembly kind of mapped out, right? So with the schools that are participating, we got about 45 minutes with the school, with the kids, so kind of an assembly style, right? And the goal is to educate them on the profession of physical therapy, but also educate them on, you know, healthier living, why movement is important, why healthy eating is important, you know, getting enough sleep, right? Really trying to paint them a picture of what healthier living is, but then also, you know, let them know about our profession and that it is an option in the future, something to look into.
Let's talk about big picture goals down the line. Monique, how's this going to make their lives better? How's it going to change things for the individuals that you guys get to come in contact with?
Well, first of all, I think this is going to bring awareness to the profession. People are going to start seeing a different side of physical therapy. We've been highlighting the socioeconomic factors that affect how people, outcomes that they get in physical therapy and they access to the services. So since we are going to be a large group there in the city, our presence can be felt in the schools and in the communities, and to show that we do philanthropic efforts to reach a community to transform them. I believe if the kids get to know what physical therapy is about and they get to see different people of all genders, race, class, ethnicity representing the profession, it will probably give them awareness to possibly even want to become a physical therapist in the future. In terms of the homeless, the outreach, they're often forgotten. It's a population that we rarely treat, but we do treat them. If they can receive products from us, we are actually helping those who are less fortunate than us. And as a person, to me, that's a blessing, and that's truly providing service.
That's great. How can people follow up? Someone listening right now, if they want to help while they're in Denver or from afar, what would they need to do? Where would they need to go?
Yeah, so the easiest thing to get all the information, it is ptinthecommunity.com. Right, so that's our webpage. On that, you'll find kind of the history of PT in the community. Right, this is something that really started two CSMs ago. Right, so kind of give you a little history, but then we've got links within the website to donate time. Right, which are it will link you to a spreadsheet to kind of sign up for the volunteer opportunities that are available, or donate dime, which would be a link to the GoFundMe page that we've got running to collect funds for the supplies for the kids and then the supplies for the homeless.
Love seeing things like this come to fruition. You know, examples of it happen all the time in terms of like things like Go Baby Go or Shoes for Kids. Physical therapists standing up and saying, this is a patient population that we want to make sure they know we exist. They're underserved and you're doing something about it. So we'll make sure to get all the links to everything we just talked about in this program in the show notes of this episode. So if anybody's listening, they can, they can jump in and pitch in to help. Is there anything you'd want, you know, some physical therapists going to CSM to know about this and reasons why they should, you know, really embrace, you know, movements like this in the future?
So it's an opportunity, right? Like you had mentioned in the intro, right, we've got about 17,000-18,000 of us that kind of descend on a city. And it's just an opportunity to leave the convention center, right, and go into the community and kind of influence the people that, you know, we are influencing, but not directly, right? We're just probably increasing traffic and increasing congestion in the city, but we're not directly giving back. So it gives them an opportunity to do so.
Guys, really appreciate you guys, you know, putting your effort where your mouth is and putting it to good use while the profession is busy at CSM in Denver.
Thank you. Sounds good. Thanks.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Want to thank Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning, offering residencies, fellowship education, orthopedics, women's health, geriatrics, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports. That's an overview of their residencies. Check out what they have to offer at brooksihl.org. World-class educational opportunities to the local and regional community. Check them out, brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.